You're listening to Illinois Public Media. I'm U of I Extension's Todd Gleason in on this Friday morning. What a beautiful day. Partly sunny. It'll be breezy out there. 68 degrees on what, this 19th day of February. Winds pretty steady at 20 to 30 miles an hour, gusting all the way to 45 outside today. So be careful when you're driving down the interstates or along the roads. It's pretty easy to get blown around. Mostly clear this evening. A low of 41. West-southwest winds at 9 to 18. And then tomorrow, sunny skies again. A beautiful 63 degrees. Winds will lay down. They'll come out of the west-southwest at just 8 to 10. And Saturday night, a 40% chance of showers. Partly cloudy, a low of 39. West-southwest winds at 5 to 7. What's it look like the rest of the week? 54 and partly sunny on Sunday. Monday, partly sunny and 44. Tuesday, partly sunny and 45. Wednesday, partly sunny and 43. And Thursday, partly sunny and 43. All above average temperatures for this time of year. February, remember, is one of the coldest months of the year in our part of the world. So a great forecast for us over the next several days here in the Midwest. Let's take a look at what the numbers look like in Chicago at this hour as they're trading at the CME Group. Nearby corn futures are at 367 and a quarter, and they're up a penny and three quarters. That's in the March contract, of course. The May at 371 is one and a quarter higher. July, a penny and a half higher at 375 and a quarter. In December, 387 and three quarters is up one and a quarter. The March contract at 881, a penny and a quarter higher. In the soybeans, May futures at 883 and a half, three quarters higher. July up a half at 888. In November, 891 and a quarter. That's three quarters of a cent higher. Bean meal futures at 265.40, $1.80 higher. Bean oil down 30 cents at 31.53. Wheat futures, March contract, quarter lower, rather higher at 462 and a half. July at 476 and a quarter. That's the soft red up three quarters. July hard red at 475 and a quarter, up about 2 cents at this hour. Live cattle futures for the day trading the February down 30 cents at 134.85. April at 134 and a nickel. They're down 32 and a half. The April feeders at 154.82 and a half, or 67 and a half lower. And lean hogs today are at $69.15, are down $1.62 and a half. Hey, have you picked up those tickets for the all-day Ag Outlook? I hope so, but if not, right now is a great time to do it. willag.org, and then you'll look for the all-day Ag Outlook. Just buy online, or you can call this number, 800-898-1065. One of the people that will be on hand with us at the Beef House in Covington, Indiana, for that $30 price, which includes your meal at the noon hour from the Beef House, plus the rolls and coffee in the morning, is Mike Zuzulo. He's a global commodity analytics and consulting in Atchison, Kansas. That, of course, on the 8th day of March. It's a Tuesday. But the week prior to that, you'll be in Mike Zuzulo for a couple events that we're be hosting. One in Sherman, Illinois, the evening of March the 1st, and then down in Litchfield during the day on March the 2nd. Glad you'll be making a couple trips back to Illinois.
Looking forward to it, Todd. I've got a meeting here in Atchison next week, and we'll then be heading over your way for the next 2 weeks. So very excited about a lot to talk about with producers, and I hope they're well attended, even with the low prices, because I think there's a lot of decisions that have yet to be made, and hopefully we can help them navigate the waters that lie ahead for 2016.
You know, ticket sales have been really good for the All Dag Outlook. Good meaning they've been steady all along, and we have a lot of them sold, so those who are wanting tickets need to get those bought sooner rather than later. One note on that, we will close up. I got to think about the right day here. I think ticket sales maybe February 29. I can't remember, so that those will be sent out to you in the mail. So anyway, I'll give you the right day eventually, but you need to get them ordered sooner rather than later so you can get those in the mail to you. Again, $30. So let's talk about the marketplace at this time. We've been talking a lot about crude oil, how it's led the market around. Is that still the case, or are we getting to the point where we can start to focus on other things, for instance, the beginning of the growing season in the United States, maybe the crop that's actually coming off of the fields in South America?
Yeah, I think those will grow at this next couple weeks, Todd, those last two factors. But I do think that wheat and crude oil are still the two predominant factors moving the grains. And quite frankly, I think keeping a lid on the improving fundamentals, both supply side fundamentals in terms of South American weather not being as ideal as I think the trade expected it to be, and also the improving export demand fundamentals in the corn that we're seeing. There is some cash flow selling going on out there in the old crop corn and beans. That's probably a third factor, but I think the vast majority, as we've talked about it, and as you say, you know, for several months now, is wheat and crude oil are the two major features that did kind of tell you and distinguish for you in the trade whether the funds are friendly and whether the fundamentals are friendly. Oversupply of wheat, oversupply of crude, and the very close negative relationship between the crude and the dollar keep the investment levels kind of pushed down in terms of walking into the grain sector. I wouldn't say that for all the hard assets, though. The gold market found very good support at just under $1,200 an ounce this week. It's been able to rally off of that, and it looks like it may be in a true uptrend at this point. I think what we talked about last week about the central banks supporting the idea that hard assets are going to be more reliable than central banks and their commentary and negative interest rates. It looks better for hard assets, probably the best it's looked in maybe a year, year and a half, if you ask me.
Yesterday morning, USDA released a report. It's not a big report because it's just one looking forward to 10 years out now to 2025. They did have some interesting numbers for the 2016 crop year. Did you get a chance to take a look at it? For instance, they dropped ending stocks for the new crop soybeans by what I think 44 million bushels or something like that by the time we get to 2017, the fall of. However, they also dropped, despite the fact the lower ending stocks, they also dropped down pretty substantially the cash price for soybeans.
Yeah, and that makes more sense because we really have realized the increase in South American production, what will be now 2 years in a row, with Brazil especially being able to hammer out 100 million tons, it looks like anyway. And so, yeah, that they were on those long-range estimates. I remember looking at those last year, and they were up around 500, I want to say 540 or 570 million bushels ending stocks for this current year, and they had way too high of an average price given those carryover levels. And I actually think I remember Kurt and I and whoever else was on the panel for the soybeans last year at the Beef House talking about those average prices being way too high.
Yeah, so the average prices, they've adjusted going out. We'll go through some of those numbers, I'm sure, over the next several days. What else is moving the marketplace this morning in Chicago?
Well, I think the big thing that we have to watch is the weekly closes. You and I talked about this last week. If we could get just a little bit more up in the market, as this is what we said a week ago, we'd be very near some 200-month moving averages. And I think I want to reiterate that again today because we're only about a nickel away from the corn 200-month moving average, only about 20 cents away from the beans 200-month moving averages, with all three new crop grains, corn, beans, and soft wheat, all higher on the week right now as it stands. And so even with this drag back down in the crude oil market below $30 a barrel, you still see that the grains are fighting it at this point. And I think it goes back to these strong export demand numbers that we saw in the corn. India is actually tendering corn to import 240,000 tons. And we had a fresh export from Japan this morning after an export sale, after the export weekly export sales were released. And so technical close today is extremely important because it gets us ever closer to that 200-month moving average, which I feel is a very big technical indicator and could shift some of the thought process by a pretty negative trade right now.
How many months back does the 200-month take, 200-day take us so that you get an idea of what really this means in the marketplace?
Yeah, I mean, the 200-month is about 16.6 years if you divide it into 12. And so you're talking about something that goes back about 16 years as far as what type of average it puts in place on a monthly chart. So it's a pretty big deal. And it's interesting because we've been able to test it, I think, 3 months now in a row and have failed. And so it's getting almost to one of those types of triple tops or triple bottoms where you're getting up there enough that you should be able to poke through and see what happens. And yep. that would be especially helpful here in February.
Hey, thanks so much. We'll talk with you again this afternoon.
You betcha, sir. Thank you.
That, of course, is Mike Zuzulo. He's with Global Commodity Analytics and Consulting out of Atchison, Kansas. Joined us on the Mid-Morning Market Report here on Illinois Public Media. This is WILL AM 580, WILL FM 90.9, HD3 Urbanum. Coming up on the top of the hour, it'll be 10 o'clock in the Central Time Zone. Partly sunny skies on our way to a beautiful 68 degrees.